From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crow II reports for the Albany Times Union that Troy's Mayor Patrick Madden vetoed a resolution July 12th that would have made the Rensselaer County town a sanctuary city. Democrats on the city council passed the Families and Communities Together Act July 11th by a 4-3 vote that would have limited the use of city resources in cooperation with federal immigration agents in certain enforcement areas. Madden said in a statement after the veto, and I quote, "I appreciate the efforts of the resolution sponsors. Numerous discussions with me and my staff, including the police chiefs and the corporation council, brought us to a closer understanding and aided the city in clarifying its current practices. Nonetheless, differences remained in the phrasing of the resolution that I cannot ascribe my name to in my capacity as mayor," end quote. The Democrats on the council, without enough members to override the veto, said they will end their efforts. Councilperson David Bissenberg said, and I quote, "We move on with other great things we have going on with the city," end quote. You can read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that the Hudson City School District Board of Education voted at its organizational meeting July 2nd to keep Carrie Oddy as president and Willette Jones as vice president. Justin Elliott also replaced Maria McLaughlin. The board also introduced two new teachers, Abigail Wyman, a second-grade instructor, and Megan Adrian, a new third-grade teacher. The Hudson Board of Education meets next at 6:30 p.m. July 16th at the junior high school. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times Union that Albany County Supreme Court Justice Michael Mackey on July 12th denied a temporary restraining order against a new state law eliminating all exemption to the state's school vaccination rules. The law was passed to slow a surge of measles cases in New York, and Mackey said in his ruling that four other states can regulate vaccinations and New York can too. The law was filed on behalf of 55 New York families who had obtained religious exemptions to school vaccination rules. And you can read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. Melanie Lekachevic reports for Columbia Green Media that the newspaper website has a new publisher and general manager, with Mary Dempsey named to the position July 13th. Dempsey takes over from Mark Vinciguerra, who left the company last December. Vinciguerra left after 5 years with his company, Capital Region Independent Media, buying the Ravenna News Herald from Johnson Newspaper Corporation, which owns the Register Star and Daily Mail. Dempsey has been the executive editor at Columbia Green Media since January 2015. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.